Week 3, Sunday, Morning Prayer. Please note, move forward on this disc to the 17th of December whenever this date occurs. Use the office of the date even if it is the fourth Sunday of Advent. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Hear the herald voice resounding, Christ is near, it seems to say. Cast away the dreams of darkness, welcome Christ, the light of day. Wakened by this solemn warning, let the earthbound soul arise. Christ, her Son, all sloth dispelling, shines upon the morning skies. So, when next he comes with glory, shrouding all the earth in fear, may he then, as our defender, on the clouds of heaven appear. The Lord will come without delay. He will bring to light what darkness hides, and he will reveal himself to all the nations. Alleluia. Psalm 92. The Lord is King, with majesty enrobed. The Lord has robed himself with might. He has girded himself with power. The world you made firm, not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from old. From all eternity, O Lord, you are. The waters have lifted up, O Lord, the waters have lifted up their voice, the waters have lifted up their thunder. Greater than the roar of mighty waters, more glorious than the surgings of the sea, the Lord is glorious on high. Truly your decrees are to be trusted, holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will come without delay. He will bring to light what darkness hides, and he will reveal himself to all the nations. Alleluia. Psalm 92. Every mountain and hill shall be laid low, the rugged places shall be made smooth, and the mountain ranges become a plain. Come, Lord, and do not delay. Alleluia. A Canticle from Daniel, chapter 3. O all you works of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you angels of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, the heavens of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you, clouds of the sky, O bless the Lord, and you, all armies of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, sun and moon, O bless the Lord, and you, stars of the heavens, O bless the Lord, and you, showers and rain, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you, all you breezes and winds, O bless the Lord, and you fire and heat, O bless the Lord, and you cold and heat, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you showers and dew, O bless the Lord, and you frosts and cold, O bless the Lord, and you frost and snow, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you night-time and day, O bless the Lord, and you darkness and light, O bless the Lord, and you lightning and clouds, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O let the earth bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you mountains and hills, O bless the Lord, and you all plants of the earth, O bless the Lord, and you fountains and springs, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you rivers and seas, O bless the Lord, and you creatures of the sea, O bless the Lord, and you every bird in the sky, O bless the Lord, and you wild beasts and tame, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you children of men, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. O Israel, bless the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you priests of the Lord, O bless the Lord, and you servants of the Lord, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. And you spirits and souls of the just, O bless the Lord, and you holy and humble of heart, O bless the Lord. Ananias, Azarias, Mizal, O bless the Lord, to him be highest glory and praise for ever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. To you be highest glory and praise forever. May you be blessed, O Lord, in the heavens. To you be highest glory and praise forever. Every mountain and hill shall be laid low, the rugged places shall be made smooth, and the mountain ranges become a plain. Come, Lord, and do not delay. Alleluia. I will give salvation to Zion, I will bring my glory to Jerusalem. Alleluia. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise him all his angels, praise him all his hosts. Praise him sun and moon, praise him shining stars, praise him highest heavens and the waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. He commanded, they were made. He fixed them forever, gave a law which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea creatures and all oceans, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy winds that obey his word. All mountains and hills, all fruit trees and cedars, beasts wild and tame, reptiles and birds on the wing. All earth's kings and peoples, earth's princes and rulers, young men and maidens, old men together with children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he alone is exalted. The splendor of his name reaches beyond heaven and earth. He exalts the strength of his people. He is the praise of all his saints, of the sons of Israel, of the people to whom he comes close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will give salvation to Zion, I will bring my glory to Jerusalem. Alleluia. A reading from Romans 13. It is full time now for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Responsory: Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on us. Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on us. You are coming into the world. Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ, Son of the Living God, have mercy on us. Behold, I am sending a herald before you to prepare the way for you. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, he has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Behold, I am sending a herald before you to prepare the way for you. Intercessions. Father, you have given us the grace of looking forward to the coming of your Son. Send us your loving kindness. Bring us to life, Lord. May we be servants found watching when the Master returns. Send us your loving kindness. Send your Son on those who wait in hope. Let no one search for you in vain. Send us your loving kindness. Bless us as we work. Give us faith until the end, when your Son will come in glory. Send us your loving kindness. Father, we praise you for the presence of the Spirit in our lives, making men and women bearers of your message and your purpose. Send us your loving kindness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Grant, Almighty God, that looking forward in faith to the feast of our Lord's birth, we may feel all the happiness our Saviour brings, and celebrate his coming with unfailing joy. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.